Step 29, odometer reading 17.45 miles. Here the roadway becomes paved. Step 30, odometer reading 17.78 miles. Turn right at the stop sign to avoid a no outlet and remain on the main road until the next instruction, which is step 31, odometer reading 18.58 miles. Turn right onto Elizabeth Lane. Step 32, odometer 18.84 miles. Turn right at the stop sign, Timberbrook Road. Step 33, odometer reading 19.64 miles. Turn left at Jacobs Road to avoid another no outlet. Step 34, odometer reading 20.65 miles. As the roadway bears right and climbs the hill, you will pass the Copperas Tract on your left, which is the site of the Green Pond Mines. Historically, this area has been part of the Dover Mining District. The Green Pond Mines were closed with no known plans to reopen. The operations took place there, mining operations, from 1872 to 1900. The activity there was considered to be small. Mine operations consisted of both mining on the surface as well as underground. There is only one known shaft. The ore was composed of magnetite, with waste material consisting primarily of hornblende, quartz, and augite. The ore body extended 7 meters, 25 feet, thick to 21 meters, 70 feet, below the surface. The host rock in this area is gneiss, again, G-N-E-I-S-S, rock. The New England upland section of the Appalachian Highlands characterized the geomorphology of the surrounding area. Step number 35, odometer reading 21.68 miles. Turn right at the stop sign onto Green Pond Road. Immediately on your left, you will see the entrance to Craigmuir Recreation Complex. This was a very popular winter ski resort back in the 1970s and a favorite ending spot for the Triumph Sports Car Club rallies. Continuing on Green Pond Road, you'll notice that you're in a valley. The road runs between Green Pond Mountain on the left and Copperas Mountain on the right, two highlands mountains with steep ridges and trending from the northeast to the southwest. If you follow the road for about 2 miles, on your left, you will come to the Newfoundland Railroad Station. It's a station in the Newfoundland section of Jefferson Township. It was built by the New Jersey Midland Railway in 1872 and later served passengers on the New York, Susquehanna, and Western Railroad. The critically acclaimed and award-winning 2003 independent film, The Station Agent, starring Peter Dinklage, Patricia Clarkson, and Bobby Cannavale, was set and filmed largely in Newfoundland during August of 2002, and it features this iconic train station. The station interior has been renovated and is marketed as a multiple-use studio. Step 36. Just ahead, you will be forced to take a right onto Route 23 South.